Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yeah, I'm thinking on...
Welcome to this week's edition of the Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things that we're geeking out about. We hope that you enjoy this week's episode with your hosts, Pat Aldridge, TJ Tamer, and Trey Pierce.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to what is bound to be the new and improved Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things we're geeking out about because we believe that we all geek out about something. Gentlemen, it has been a week. How are we doing?
That is a factual statement. That is 100% factual statement. A week has been had.
We spit nothing but facts here, Trey. Come on.
Yes, but that's deeper facts than most facts.
That's a deep thought for the day.
Yeah. That's not just like a general, like, you know, comic books or geeky facts. That is existential facts.
Okay.
Existential facts.
Yep.
So, TJ.
Yo.
I'm curious to know how many of our listeners have blessed you with a truck.
Absolutely zero. Zero listeners.
Wow.
I know.
That's shocking.
I'm shocked.
We tried, dude. We tried.
I appreciate you.
I don't think we have any one percenters in our listening group. I think we might have the other end of the 1%.
Yeah.
The wrong end of the 1%.
Yeah. Yeah. They would probably go into debt buying TJ the Matchbox truck. So,
yep.
That's good stuff.
So yeah,
good time. And I keep calling my Trailblazer my truck. You know, just about putting stuff in the truck or whatever. And my son and other people are like, "You don't have a truck," and I was like, "Shut up."
Yeah, you tell them, TJ.
SUVs are truck adjacent.
Exactly. That's what I said.
It's based on the frame of a truck.
Exactly. And then I was like, well, then buy me a truck if y'all don't want me calling it a truck. Nobody's bid on that yet.
Yeah. That's how it is usually. That's how it is.
Yeah.
People want to hate. But when you say, okay, well, then fix it. No.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, now you're fine with it.
So, I mean, are we basically saying we need to attract a different kind of listener?
We need to find some rich people. I don't know
if we need to attract a different kind of listener. I think we just need to expand our base into some wealthier arenas.
Yo,
so
Henry,
hopefully the new
Henry
format
Cavill
will do that.
Henry Cavill, you're a nerd and you're rich. Buy me a truck.
I mean, he kind of unemployed right now. He got kicked out of DC.
Oh, he's making Warhammer.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll just be here.
You'll be there. I mean, there's got to be like some farm truck you can go out and buy for like $500.
You assume I have $500 that I could buy something with.
True statement.
So, there's that.
I mean, you just need to sell some blood, sell some other bodily fluids, and
maybe a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, you got a spare.
They're not going to take any of them.
Set up a little mini Foxconn in your basement, have them putting stuff together. See? I mean, there's ways, TJ. There's ways.
Instead, I'll just happening? Sit here and drink my bourbon and hang out with you guys.
Somebody's being tortured at somebody's house.
It's not my house. It's Patrick's house.
Is Cheryl torturing Tom?
No. Tom is online with his friends, and something has obviously gone horribly wrong in their video game.
Or horribly right. I don't.
And because they're in the new house, he's not sequestered in the basement away from everybody.
Right. Which funny enough has, you know, been a good thing, and we see him more often and he communicates more often. So
That's a plus. We're about to shove mine into a basement.
Nice. So okay. Yeah, so the house is coming along, huh? When do you move? Do you need help?
I mean, if things... No, see, I will say this. I am at the point in my life where I do not ask people to move me.
Are you moving yourself? Let's put it this way.
No, I am not. No.
Oh, you're going to pay the movers to do it.
See.
Gotcha.
I will box things up.
Mm-hmm. That's what we did. That's exactly what we did.
And then they can lift those boxes and then carry them and then lift them again and then carry them to multiple levels dependent upon the color coding of the multiple tape rolls my wife has purchased.
Mm.
Ah. Good call.
So each room will have a tape swath on its door frame, and the box will go to the color of the tape.
The appropriate colored room. Yes.
See. Because my wife thinks of these things instead of like me would just be like an army general being like that room. She thinks of things. So yeah, as of right now, we're still set to close on the 3rd of March. We will probably not move. Well, we will not be able to get the movers until probably the first week of April. He's so cute. So much stuff is actually happening in March that we've already planned out and we can't unplan it.
Got it.
Because, you know, the kid's birthday. And then we've already booked the weekend in Chicago for that. We've already booked the end of March for C2E2. And then, you know, the first week after we get it, I've got to get all the stuff redone. I did find that there is a 30% up to $600 tax credit you can get for replacing your electrical panel, which is the main thing we have to do. So good job. I should be claiming that tax credit this year. And then there's some plumbing stuff and I gotta get some concrete for the smoker board.
Oh yeah.
Cause it can't just sit out there on the grass. That's not safe.
Well, it shouldn't.
That's not safe. Plus, it deserves better.
Are you worried about burning the grass?
More about burning the neighborhood?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the
neighborhood starts with it. Starts with the grass.
Okay.
And perhaps some of the trees. But I digress. So, yeah. Lots of things happening.
Speaking of, you and I need to sit down and talk sometime because we're starting to think through our grilling options.
Okay. I still need the concrete people from you.
Oh. Yeah, you do. Hold on.
And might as well throw the fencing people in too, because we need a fence. Not as big a fence, but a fence nonetheless. But yeah, so lots of fun stuff going on. So it has been a week. Everybody wants money.
Yeah, that's the way that goes.
So now they need money in the account at the credit union that we're getting the loan from to do the appraisal. And so I hooked it up and did a money transfer. And anytime, I'm going to tell you this much right now, if you see, and maybe it's different for like overshore or offshore, like, you know, Swiss bank accounts or, you know, the Cayman Islands accounts or whatever, but that money does not show up instantly when you do a wire transfer. And then people start yelling at you as to why the money's not there. And I'm like, here's a screenshot. I put it there. It's just not showing up yet. So when you go to a movie and they're like, why are the money? And they just see it show up in their account. Lies. All lies.
Yeah. That might be a good topic to explore sometime. All the movie lies that we believe.
Oh, anytime you see an IP address in a movie or television show, lies.
What about cars instantly exploding?
I mean, Pentos.
I think it takes a lot, though. I mean, in general.
It does.
But
the
movies, it happens all the time.
Yeah, because I've seen enough cars just burn to the ground on the side of the road without exploding. Right. So, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Kaboom.
So, I honestly don't know if we're going to discuss anything because I threw a topic out there in the channel and didn't nobody say nothing.
I'm prepared.
I am prepared.
Well, nobody responded to me.
Why do I need to respond? You gave us an order, O Capitan, and we followed.
I gave no orders.
Exactly.
I do not.
It was order. You said you would send it out, and this is the topic. So I prepared for that topic.
That's right. Okay. You said you're going first. You sent out the topic. I didn't know it needed confirmation.
I would just like to know that I was heard.
You were heard, and now I've got words to say about it.
And like I said, my only. So, just, you know, the topic is your geeky guilty pleasure. What is something that you know in your heart of hearts is complete crap, but you love it anyway? And my only condition was TJ just couldn't say DC.
I wouldn't say that because they're not crap. Heyo.
Yes, sir.
But that's a topic for a later episode.
Truth. So, so how are we going to do this?
You are in control chooser, tonight, sir.
Does chooser go first? Does chooser go last? I don't know how this should work.
Chooser.
Swiping.
There's no right way. This is your episode. So if your episode's hot garbage, it'll be fine. And next week will be next week and it'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be hot garbage because that's what the entire topic is. What's some hot garbage, but you still love it.
True.
Who else are you texting on this?
I'm not texting anybody.
No, Pat made a group text with me and somebody else.
Cheryl.
Okay. I didn't have Cheryl's number on my phone, so now I got it.
Although, yeah, your phone number didn't come up with what it usually does. Huh, that's weird. Okay. Anyway, there's your fence people. I think she's still looking for the concrete people. But
oh, you know what? You sent it to my actual phone number, not my. I don't remember ever giving you that number. That's fine.
You must have given it. You didn't give it to me. You must have given it to her at some point.
Oh, you know what? That was for the. It was
the girls
when we did the Zelle
thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that your burner phone? Is that, you know?
Well, so my phone has two phone numbers on it. One is what I use for like work.
Okay.
And one is my number.
Okay. So I have your number and Cheryl has your work number.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
But it goes to the same phone. Yes.
Hey.
I have a Google Voice number.
Direction.
Okay. So again, geeky pleasures, guilty pleasures, crap in that. TJ, what you got?
Okay. I have a few, but I'll start with one. And where I'm going to go is I'm going to go Green Lantern.
The movie. Okay.
Not the superhero. Yeah. I'm going to go Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds. Apparently, everybody says it's garbage. I disagree. I think
many would say how garbage.
I enjoy it a lot.
I will agree. I never understood the hate.
Me neither.
I knew the, like, I get it wasn't as good as it could have been, but there's been worse out there.
There's a lot of movies that aren't as good as they could have been, but
right.
Yeah. So that's my soft entry that we'll go with that.
I mean, let's be honest about it. Ryan Reynolds carried that movie.
Yes,
for sure. But, yes. But anyways,
but you know what? Bonus points. He met his lovely wife on that movie.
Yeah.
And they are a power couple.
Yep. So. Even though they're a little bit woke, but that's okay. They're a little bit mad because they got married at a plantation. And I'm like, okay. I mean, you don't have to cancel your wedding just because now people are super sensitive. So, anyways, I digress. Go team go. Yeah, that's my entry is Green Lantern, the movie, because mostly because I don't think it's as bad as people say. It was super entertaining. And I so badly want Green Lantern movies because I think they have so much potential to be awesome.
The animated series that was out for a while was awesome.
Yes.
But it only got like, what, two seasons or whatever?
I think two, yeah. I want live action Green Lantern movies because that would be awesome. Like, I want a proper Green Lantern versus Sinestro, and I want proper Green Lantern Corps. You know? Not asking too much.
No, I don't think so.
That's not even deep into the Pantheon. I mean, they're Justice League members. I mean...
And if he wasn't already Kang, could you imagine Jonathan Majors as John Stewart?
Yes, please. Yeah, it would be so good. All right, so there's my geeky guilty pleasure number one to start with, to kick us off.
Okay.
How many do you have, TJ?
Oh, well, you know.
A few.
How long is your some? List?
I have some.
Yeah. How much of a plan would you say you have?
Oh, I have a whole plan. And like, so...
Like 13%. You missed your cue. You missed
I could have carried this episode by myself. So, go ahead.
TJ basically just said, I have really bad taste, so everything I like is crappy, and I could have just lifted it.
Yeah, basically, that's what people are going to say, so we'll rock with it. Go ahead, somebody else.
All right, what do you got, Pat?
So... Two of my guilty pleasure movies are sci-fi movies. The first one is Starship Troopers.
That's you know on what, my
though,
list.
That one circles all the way back around to cult classic, though. That one,
right.
That one stopped being trash and looped all the way back around to cult classic.
It was ridiculous the first time I saw it, and it just keeps getting better, and I can't explain why.
That's on my list. That's on my list as well.
I can't explain why. The other movie that popped in my mind when you said geeky guilty pleasures, and you might disagree with this, but it didn't do that well, although it's had sequels and stuff, is Pitch Black with Vin Diesel.
No, that's not a guilty pleasure at all. That is actually, the second one was horrible, but 1 and 3 were solid movies.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider those bad movies, but
they didn't do all that well, like at the box office and stuff. Well, just Pitch Black
itself did, only because it had such a tiny budget to begin with.
Okay, but yeah, those two movies, you know, I don't have to start at the beginning. I could be flipping channels and flip to them, although they're not on that often. But you know. Have thought early and often about rewatching those on a fairly regular basis.
I mean, and even though it wasn't like, I'm not a fan of the second one, it gave us Carl Urban with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And somehow Judi Dench got thrown in there. I'm not exactly sure how that
happened. Why not?
Yeah. Just throw Judi Dench in there because why? She can't. Good choices. Solid choices.
So, Keith, what spurred this on that you needed to bring this up?
I was just trying to think of something geeky that we haven't covered. And, you know, I just know that all of us have those things that are just like, a lot of it came from the fact that I was discussing this, and this is not my pick, by the way. So don't. But I spurred this along because I was having a discussion with my son about the difference between a good movie and a movie you really like. They are two different things. Shawshank Redemption is a good movie.
That I really like.
Big Trouble in Little China is not a cinematic masterpiece.
Depends on how you define that term, but go ahead.
It is not theater, but you know what? I will watch that movie every day for the rest of my life and love it every single time. So then it just kind of came like, what are some things that like you can openly admit are not great, but I love them. And that brings me to, to a franchise that has had multiple movies. We've actually had 7 movies and a television show. And the first movie probably will not count in the crappy part, but the rest of them will. And I, of course, am referring to Tremors.
Oh, God, that's on my list, too.
Of the Tremors franchise. not just Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward. Not just the you know, the Graboids. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Shriekers. We're talking about the Ass Blasters.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're talking about, you know, going back in time to the old days. We're talking about going up to the cold expanses. We're talking about going over, you know, bloodlines where it's like South Africa, where like the original Graboid. We're talking about Shrieker Island, where somebody captures a Graboid so that they can hunt them on their island, except they evolve. Plus a television show thrown in the middle there. All of which giving us every single movie the just raw acting talent of Mr. Michael Gross as Burt Gummer. That because I like, oh man, I will watch that movie. The only one that I will not actively seek out to watch is the the one where they go to the pet, the one like the prequel, prequel.
Yeah.
About Bert Gummer's like ancestor. But man, if any of those other ones are on, or I'm just looking to like, I need something to watch.
So, okay, Trey, here's my question for you.
Yeah.
If you heard tomorrow that they're making a new film, what end of the spectrum are you on? Please No More or Damn It, I'm In?
I would be very surprised if they were making another one, because the best parts of the movie, the best part of the movies, got 8 at the end of the last one.
Yeah.
So it would be difficult to continue.
All right. I have 4 more.
I have 1 more. So go ahead.
But to be fair, the 3 that y'all have mentioned were on my list of movies. Pat, do you want to give yours and I give my 4? You want me to give and then you give? How you want to do this?
Why don't you give 2 of yours and I'll go in the middle and then you can wrap us up here, or unless Trey has more.
I have another one that could potentially go. I don't know if it falls as a guilty pleasure, because I've yet to meet anybody who hasn't liked it, but it still falls into that it's complete crap but awesome.
So. Okay. The next one on my list is Jumper.
Okay.
The Hayden Christensen and Rachel Bilson, where he can jump where he's seen, movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Not great, but so good to me. So there's that one. The next one is, and I know it's not good, but I liked After Earth.
After Earth.
Is Will Smith, Smith and his son.
Oh. No, all right. You found it. You found the one.
I might be able to top it, but go ahead. Wait,
if I swear, if either one of you say Battlefield Earth, we're ending this podcast like forever.
Forever.
All right, so I got two.
I can't respect that one.
I got 2 more, but we'll let y'all do y'all's other ones first.
All right, what do you got, Pat? What's your next one?
Okay, so not a great movie because of the story that the actors were handed, but Daredevil with Ben Affleck. I thought he did a great job in that movie.
I'm not mad at
that. But it was a really poorly put together story.
I'm not mad at that, and I'll go a step further that I actually think the Electra movie was underrated.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Colin Farrell's Bullseye.
And see, and I like Michael Glenn's Stick. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like
Glenn,
it.
Scott Glenn's Stick. Sorry, Scott.
I like it.
Right? So, again, I don't know if this falls under geeky. I mean, it depends on where the geek spectrum is. But
our geek spectrum is wide. It's okay.
The OG Evil Dead series with Bruce Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I don't do Evil Dead.
You had to at least watch Army of Darkness.
I just don't do the whole series. But yeah, I did watch that.
But see, that's the thing. So like the first movie, they were trying to make a proper horror movie, but right. They had no budget.
Yeah.
And it just came out being absurd and funny. So then the second movie, they're like, let's just lean into that.
Yeah.
And they just kept going with that. And that's where you get like the chainsaw and like the possessed hand attacking him and Bruce Campbell showing off his like, you know, slapstick acting chops. And then you get Army of Darkness.
Yeah. I got 2. I got 2 more. One of them y'all are going to absolutely hate.
I already hated
After Earth,
so I don't know.
It's okay. This one's tricky. Y'all might like this one. Aeon Flux, however you say it. Charlize Theron.
I can get behind that. That's the same director that did Equilibrium.
Yeah.
Which is a very underrated movie.
And then I knew After Earth was going to get you. This one's really going to get you. It's from the 80s. And it is an extended, I'm going to see if you can guess it. It's a movie that people call a knockoff of another movie that basically is a McDonald's and a Coca-Cola commercial. It's a knockoff E.T.
Oh, is it that one that Paul Rudd plays every single time?
It's Mac and Me.
I was going to say, is that the one that Paul Rudd plays every time he goes on Conan?
Yes, and I don't know. I don't know if it just scratches a nostalgia piece of my brain, but
Mac and Me. I can't even say call it the Wish.com ET because it that makes it international. It's like the Big Lots ET.
Let's put it this way. On Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 7.
So that is definitely an unpopular opinion. So I'll give
the
you
audience. The audience was a 38, but
which is still I don't believe it's high enough to be certified fresh.
It's not.
No. That's still a failing grade. Yes. Out there. Yes. You're still not passing this class with that grade.
Yeah.
I can't help it, man. You said so. I'm giving you. Man, I'm you know what? There.
No. And I appreciate you. I appreciate your honesty and your trust in us.
To still be my friend.
Judge you as little as possible.
And I really just wanted us to land there before, if we're going to at all, talk about something that is certified fresh, and that's The Last of Us.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say, Mac and Me does not make me doubt you as much as After Earth. I'm just saying. That is where my pen is stuck.
But can you realize that it's coming from a place where I have an unhealthy obsession with Will Smith?
That is about the only place that can come from.
That's it. That's all. No, because definitely in his son.
Literally, that is the only place that can come from.
I don't think I've ever seen a Will Smith movie that I didn't like. So that's where that comes from. So it's not as bad as y'all. It's not like I'm like, this is great. No, it's just I love Will Smith. So
okay, I feel that I can get you. I can get behind that. Just keep his mouth. Just keep his wife's name out your mouth. Okay.
That's
all.
That's true.
Just do that.
So that's where that came from.
So back to TJ's segue. It was an excellent segue, by the way.
Thank you.
It very much was.
In sticking to the agreement that we've had previously, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely. It was 2 hours long, which took me by surprise. Started to watch it. And I'm like, okay, either this is really dragging or it's longer than usual. Let me look. Oh, that's 120 minutes. Okay. It's not dragging. I just didn't expect it to be that long.
You didn't expect a feature length film.
Not to open it all up. I had some, you know, again, I think we all having the parenthood, I had some emotions.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
I had some emotions. I probably would have just beat the hell out of the dead body even after my brother shot him. But that's just me.
Did y'all play the game?
Some. They're sticking pretty close.
Well.
Yeah, so I had no frame of reference going into this TV show beyond what you guys had told me. So, you know, based on a video game, great. I don't know what I was expecting, but a different take on how the zombie apocalypse starts was not even in the frame of reference for me. So, although our boy from who played the fungus doctor at the beginning and was in The Mummy, he's not looking as good, as sharp as he was back in his mummy days.
Well, he's old, man. I mean, well, the other doctor, I don't know how deep your geek runs, but that boy's been in tons of stuff. That's Christopher Heyerdahl. He's been in tons of stuff.
I didn't recognize him straight off, but
did you watch the Stargate series at all?
Oh yeah.
Did you watch Atlantis?
Yeah.
He was Todd, the Wraith.
Okay.
He was like the cool Wraith.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been in a ton of stuff though.
Yeah. Did y'all watch Yesterday's yet?
I have not.
Okay. I did, but we'll hold off on it. Getting into it, so I had no context going into it, so watched it, and I did think, I agree with Trey, like the first episode dragged a little bit, and I didn't think it was going to hold my attention much past, you know, our three episode limit, but this most recent episode, again, got me in the feels a little bit. So,
well, like I said, the only reason I thought it dragged is because I'm like, this feels like it's gone way past like the 45 minute mark. And then I looked and it was like at the hour and a half mark. And I'm like, oh, it has gone way past the 45 minute mark. Okay, then.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting because in the game, and we can talk about the first episode and then we'll stick to our, you know, talk about the whole series or whatever if you want to. But, you know, so in the game, you know, his daughter dies and it's super sad. And I was wondering how they were going to do that here. Because obviously watching it, the first 30 minutes of that basically are from her perspective. Right. I love the way that they told the story without exposition dumps, that they were subtly telling the story that we overheard in the background about Jakarta and these other things that were happening around the world. But we were watching this from a little girl's perspective. Right. How we were getting the fungi to start with, talking about, you know, because the thing is that the writers of this are trying to make something that's different than just another zombie show. Right. And so we are getting something more different than a zombie show because we're getting, and Trey, I can't tell you how we're getting something different because you haven't watched yesterday's episode, but they did take a detour from the game in the second episode, but it wasn't bad. So, anyways, the thing is, it's interesting because there's two games. And so I'll be really interested to see the way they do it because the story is by no means complete.
Well, they said that this season is the first game.
Yeah. Which is going to be interesting. I hope the next season doesn't follow the second game. We'll just put it that way.
I know why you don't want
this. Yeah. That's going to be a hard, you know what I'm saying? If you know why I know that, then that's going to be tough. If that's the direction they choose to go. Anyways, but point being, I like that they subtly told things without just dumping exposition on us. And they told the story visually and thematically and like it's creepy.
Oh, it is. Well, like I asked my, like I was live watching it and one of my other buddies, and I was like, all right, I don't get how the one person who never leaves the dang house is the first one to get infected in the neighborhood. And then like literally right after I typed that, she's like, oh, they take Meemaw to the doctor in the city all the time. And I'm like, oh,
okay.
I bet.
Well, Pat knows what happens in the second episode that's just creepy.
On many levels.
So that got spoiled for me already, unfortunately.
Okay.
If you're referring to the tendril kiss.
Yeah, and that's where they differentiate from the game, because in the game
she went out with by the feds got the people running the QZ got her.
Yeah, that's why I was going to tell. So Pat knew in the game she dies defending them from the feds people and she gets, that's how they get away.
Okay.
In this one, they wanted something different. And obviously she got, you know, tongue kissed by a tentacle. So.
The other thing I will point out in the first episode, it kind of shows one of the things. It's like the difference between his daughter and Ellie is like when that one late, when like grandma was running at him and he clocked her with the spanner. Ellie was just kind of like, what? Or his daughter was like, what did you do? Why? When he jumped on that guard, Ellie was like, hit him again. Hit him again. Yeah.
Well, so when you watch the second episode, it's like, these things are gross. Like, they're gross.
And so, because zombies, like, aren't my thing, necessarily, the first and the length of the first episode, I'm like, I'm going to stick with this because the guys want to talk about it, but if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't. But then the second episode, you know, kind of expands, at least for me, it expanded the story a little bit to the point where, okay, now I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
So, like, with the video game, I can tell you that the infected are not the main part of the story.
Yeah.
They're not what the story is about. The story is about him and Ellie, like, trying to survive. Mm-hmm. They're there, but it's definitely like Walking Dead, the zombies are the story. In the video game, the zombies aren't. The video game is very interesting in that it is probably way more cutscene and exposition than it is actually game time.
It's also depressing.
Well, I mean, this show's going to be depressing. So.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why when Walking Dead got past the zombies, it sucked. It jumped a shark and it's awful because you started a show in which there was no cure or no forward progress with the zombies. And so you were forced to do something else and it sucked.
Yeah.
And so this isn't that. But like you said, it's different. They're trying to differentiate themselves from just a standard zombie flick. And I think now it'll be interesting to see one of the sucky parts of the game is, and I'll be interested to see if we see them. The spore clouds.
Where
it's airborne. And so you have to navigate that. And so I don't know if they could, because the way they've set it up now, if they do a bunch of spores, then everybody would be infected, like, post-haste. And so we'll see. But anyways, I'm digging it, but it's creepy.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see if they're going to follow the game, then that's cool. But because they're doing a great job, in my opinion. So.
All right.
And they're all long. They're all long. Like, I looked on IMDb, the next one's like an hour and 10 minutes. The next one after that is like 50 minutes long. Like, these are long episodes. Which I'm here for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're still reeling me in, but I'm really starting to enjoy it after the second episode.
And we shouldn't talk about it online because we don't want to roast our one of our two listeners, but when Josh came on the channel with his grandiose wrong statement about Pedro, and then Trey just lit him up. I chuckled so hard because he was out here trying to be acting like he said something smart, and Trey was like, "You dumb."
I was like, "You only considering two of his roles in history?"
Just typecasted a dude, and it wasn't even right. Love you, Josh.
Well, I got you, boo. But yeah, that was wrong.
Well, he took like his last two roles and then just ignored.
And he just doubled and he doubled down, man. He would not let it go. He was I'm gonna hold on to that.
And I was gonna respond and pack on, but I was like, he already taken this whooping. I can't.
He doesn't need any more.
He doesn't need any more. The fact that you just abandoned every other role this man has ever had that's different. Oh, it was good to me.
So, okay, gents, who, TJ, you want to go next week or you want me to?
I don't care. You can.
Okay. I will send it out.
I like how he did that. I like how he did it. Like, I don't care, you.
That's TJ for you.
I don't care, but here's my answer. You do it.
That I'm going to tell you right there. That is a Southern genteel way of saying 1, 2, 3, not it.
That is exactly I don't have my camera on, but I'm punching my nose. Nose goes.
So I'll send out a topic later in the week. Got to give it some thought.
See.
So with that, gentlemen, it's been another rousing episode, and I thank you for both of your contributions. Josh, Aaron, any of our other listener, feel free to
let us know what you think. Maybe you know, one of you guys that has control of the actual social medias, you know, put up like an Instagram post and be like, hey, this week's episode was Geeky Guilty Pleasures. Share yours with us so that, you know, they can interact with us maybe.
And I will say this, when I uploaded the episode, it was like number of listeners in the last 7 days, it was like 16. I was like, you lie. It's not true. It's Aaron and Josh. We know. Well, we know the internet. Yeah, Josh,
but they listen like multiple times on multiple devices. So,
yeah.
You know.
Thanks for spreading the love, guys.
No, but let us know what you thought. We would love to hear from you. And Trey, that is a fabulous suggestion. I just need to know when TJ uploads them so I can do social media.
So communication,
communication.
We have a Discord channel to communicate with each other.
We have the tools. We just don't use the tools. So,
you know, maybe if somebody communicates, the other people could let them know they received the communication. That'd be great.
See,
have mercy.
This is what we're saying.
See, I'm just rolling it back to the beginning. Circle.
Yep. You brought a full circle, and we appreciate that, Trey. I love the way you do that. You're the glue that holds us together. Really.
I'm not going to go there.
Anyway, folks, as usual, just please stay geeky, my friends.
Embrace your inner geek.
Bye.
We're out of here. We will see you later.